Well, good morning. You'll be turning to Acts chapter 27. Acts chapter 27. And today we're going to be talking about Paul's voyage to Rome. Usually I preach a 4th of July type sermon, but today I just didn't feel led to go that way. I didn't want to break off from what we've been doing from the last days of the Apostle Paul, because I just feel strongly and very passionate about what we've been doing here on Sunday mornings from the Word of God. And so today we're going to be talking about how to be confident in a storm. Remember now, Paul had been before the judge at Jerusalem, the court at Jerusalem, and then Caesarea, and now eventually he's going to make it to Rome. But before he gets to Rome, he's going to have some difficulty. Acts chapter 27 is a long chapter. This chapter has historical value to it. This is a story about what happened on the Mediterranean Sea when Paul left on ship from Caesarea, headed to Rome, Italy. Throughout the years, historians, archaeologists, and others have studied this. Navigators have studied this story, and it has value to every one of them. And all these things that the Holy Spirit led Luke to write in the book of Acts, you know, are true. I mean, this is true things, true facts, locations that Paul talks about here. All this, you know, is stuff that really happened. So rather than to go into all that and to go into a navigation of each place he went and each harbor he went to, what I've decided to do today is just be very, very practical with this message and really look at the basic truth that I feel God would have us to have from this message this morning. Look at Acts 27 and verse 23. For there stood by me, this is Apostle Paul speaking, for there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God, that it will be just as it was told me. And so those are the scriptures I want us to talk about this morning. The Bible teaches that there are three different types of storms that one may face in his or her life. And regardless if you're a believer or not a believer, everybody faces crises and storms and difficulties in life. One storm, for example, would be a storm that basically God sends our way. That's an example of that is the Sea of Galilee. God sent that storm on the Sea of Galilee to teach the disciples a lesson. Another type of storm is a storm that we can bring on ourselves. One great example of this is seen in the life of Samson. The storm and crises that Samson faced in his life is a storm that he brought on himself. But then there's another type of storm, and that is a storm that is caused by other people. The example of this would be Paul and Silas when they were thrown in prison there in Philippi. They didn't do anything wrong, but you know, the crises that they faced was a result of what other people did to them. And I've got to be very honest with you, that's probably the most difficult type of storm or crises that we face in our life, one that's really caused by someone else rather than ourselves. Now, what I want you to see in this story today is the confidence. I want you to see the example of a man, the Apostle Paul, and what he shows us, how we can do, how we can react, the actions we need to take when we face crises in our life. I think there's a great example here of that in this scripture. Why in the world would the Holy Spirit go into detail after detail after detail in giving us Acts 27, if there's not something very practical here that he wants us to gain. What he wants us to gain is to follow the example of Apostle Paul, that when we face crises in our life, we face difficulty and setbacks and storms in our life, things that are beyond our control, to follow the example of Apostle Paul. That is exactly what I see in this story today. When Paul was on board this ship, they had sailed from Caesarea and they made it to a place called Fair Haven. But what they had done is sailed around the coastline of Crete in the Mediterranean Sea, headed for Rome, Italy. And so when they got to Fair Haven, what Paul said was this. He said, "Sirs," talking to the centurion, talking to the captain, you know, the boat, the ship, "God has told me that we should not leave this port. If we leave this port of harbor, then we're headed for trouble." Well, you know what? They didn't listen to Apostle Paul. What they did was decided to sail. And when they decided to sail, there were some smooth winds to start with, but eventually they came into this great storm on the sea, Mediterranean Sea. They spent 14 days in this storm. They couldn't eat. Why couldn't they eat? Well, have you ever been seasick? They couldn't sleep. They couldn't see the stars. I mean, this was a bad, bad place to be in. And so eventually what Paul told them, you know, when they reached the island of Malta was this. He said, "Look, you should have listened to me, but you didn't." Now, what happens when we get in crises many times, and what happens when we get in a storm many times is this. We listen to the wrong advice. They didn't listen to Paul. The centurion, the captain of the ship, they listened to the navigators, they listened to the sailors, they listened to others on board who did not want to stay in Fair Haven. Now, the historical point of this story is this. They were at a time on the sea of the Mediterranean Sea that you should not have been out there. But they decided to go anyway. Folks, I want to tell you, you need to listen to God. When God says to stay in harbor, you need to stay in harbor. When God says set sail, you need to set sail. Another thing that you see here, just in a very practical way, is this. A lot of times we get in trouble, a lot of times we head in the storm of our own making because we get impatient. These sailors got impatient. Fair Haven was not the place to be if you had to spend a winter there. They wanted to be somewhere else. They wanted to be where you had, you know, luxury and where you had all the festivities of whatever city could give to you. They wanted that. They didn't want to stay in Fair Haven. And then, a lot of times what we do is depend everything upon the circumstance. They had a soft wind. And that soft wind led them to believe that they could sail on and avoid the storm. You see, circumstance can be misleading many, many times. Circumstance is not always the best guide to follow in one's life. And so don't be misled by the circumstances that come your way. You see, a lot of times what happens is we listen to the majority of voice, and rather what we'd rather do is listen to God's voice. You see, what the children of Israel wanted to do when they got into the wilderness, they wanted to go back to Egypt. That's what the majority wanted to do, but God says, "No, you keep going. You keep going to the land that I have promised to you." And so those are just very practical things that we can learn. The Bible tells us that after those 14 days they came, they didn't know where they was coming to. They couldn't identify this island of Malta. They couldn't. And so what had happened was, after those 14 days, the Bible says that they'd given up all hope that they would ever be saved. And they cast out four anchors. You know, many times where God gets us is at that place where it feels like there's no hope. It is that place of hopelessness in our life when we look to Him and we depend upon Him the most. You see, that's why a storm can be beneficial to us. That's why a crisis that is beyond our control can be beneficial to us. Now, look at Paul. I mean, what these sailors wanted to do earlier, they wanted to abandon ship. They wanted to do other things. And they wanted to try to get to shore safely and leave the rest of the men on the ship. Just take a little old dinghy and get as many in that dinghy as they could and get to safety. But Paul says, just stay put. At the end of the story, what the Bible tells us in this chapter is that 247 men who were on that vessel finally got to land safely. You know why? They listened to the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul listened to God. God gave him the direction. God gave him the word to give them. And that's how they made it through this storm. But they cast out their four anchors. When you get in a storm, what I want to do is share with you the anchors that you need to cast out. The first anchor that you need to cast out is the presence of God. The presence of God is with us in the middle of the crises. When we get that report from the doctor that is not a good report, God's presence is with us. When we lose our loved ones, God's presence is still with us. Because He has promised this, I will never leave you or forsake you. In Matthew's gospel, He said, I will go with you until the end of the age. And so in a time of crises and a time of storm, the anchor that holds is to know that God's presence with us. Do you know this? Sometimes in a storm, you can't see the face of God. But that doesn't mean He's not there. Sometimes we long for His presence and we want the feeling of His presence. But here's what we need to understand. That feeling may be there or it may not be there, but God will be there. And what we learn is this, that really the presence of God simply is obedience in my life. If I want close to God, then I'm obedient to Him, whether I can feel it or not. And so what we learn here is the presence of God. Listen to what Paul said here in verse 23. He said this. He said, for there stood by me this night an angel of the God whom I belong, to whom I belong, and to whom I serve. Do you see the anchor here? Paul was in this violent storm. I mean, they were, all hope was gone. They couldn't navigate. They couldn't see land. They couldn't navigate with the stars. They couldn't see anything like that. But what happened? God's presence showed up. Paul said, there stood with me an angel. In your time of crises, I want you to know, God will stand with you. God will be with you. And that is an anchor of the soul. One of the favorite songs we sing here is My Anchor Holds. And folks, I want you to know this is an anchor that will hold in your time of crises, in your time of storm. It is the anchor of the very presence of God. You see, no matter what you're going through in life, God is with you. He was with Paul. And so it is the presence of God. Well, there's another anchor here that we see. And the anchor is seen in verse 24. And the second anchor here is to believe in God's purpose. Back in Acts 11:23, you know what God told Paul? He said, Paul, you're going to go to Rome and you're going to preach the gospel in Rome. Now, Paul didn't know that he would get there this way. He didn't know that he would have to go through this storm. He didn't know that things would be to the point where, they would give up hope of ever being saved and all that kind of thing. He didn't know that this was going to happen. But he knew this. He knew God had a purpose for his life. And he knew that that purpose was to go to Rome. You see, this is not the first time that Paul had been, you know, in a shipwreck. He tells us in the Scripture that three other times before this, Paul had been in shipwreck. And so he knew what this was. But he also knew this, that God had a purpose for his life. And so Paul tells him here, verse 24, he says, "Don't be afraid." God speaking to Paul. "Don't be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. And indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you." God had a plan for Paul. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for my life. Storms are just temporary setbacks in our life. This storm, this trial, this crisis was temporary because Paul said, "Look, we're going to get through this thing." And like I said, at the end, 247 of them got to the land safely. On our journey to heaven, it can be very difficult at times. We may think, are we going to make it? And whatever storm we face and whatever difficulty, whatever problem you're facing in your life today, you may think, how in the world are we going to get through this? I'm going to tell you, God says you're going to get home safely. It may not be easy. There can be difficulty along the way. But just as he told Paul here, don't fear. Don't be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. There's a purpose in the problem. There's a purpose in the difficulty. There's a purpose in the crises. There's a purpose in the circumstances. There's a purpose in all that. But see, here's where we lose it at times. We focus on the problem rather than the purpose. And then we lose sight of what's going on. There is a purpose. God has a purpose for your life. He has a purpose for my life. And then there's a third anchor here. And that is to believe in the promise of God. Look at verse 25. "Therefore, take heart, men." I love this. "For I believe God." Do you believe that? I do. "I believe God, that it will be just as it was told me." In other words, God will keep His promise. Paul wrote the letter to Romans before he ever arrived to Rome. When they got to Malta here, eventually they went from Malta to Italy. And when they got to Italy, they finally made their way up to Rome. In looking at this story here today, what you understand is this, that God was true to His promises. He made a promise to Paul back in Acts 11:23. You know what He told Paul? He said, "Paul, you're going to go to Rome and you're going to preach the gospel in Rome." Eventually, Paul got to Rome. The promises of God are true. So he said, "I believe God." Now, here's something that I just want to try to apply to what we've talked about today. Three things not to do when you're in a storm. Number one is this. Don't forget your values. We talked about it today in our song that we opened with. Get back to the basics of life. The very basics of life, the value that you have is this. It's your faith in God. Your hope in God, your confidence in God, your trust in God, to believe in the promises of God, to believe in the purpose of God, to believe in the presence of God. That's the values that we have as Christians. You know what Paul's doing right here? He is living out what he wrote in Romans 8:28 before he ever got to Rome. That all things are working together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. That's what He's living out right here. Don't throw away your values. Another thing, just like here, what they did, they got in this ship and they got in the storm on the ship. You know what they started to do? They started drifting. They just started drifting. Do you know in a storm, in a time of crises, that you can drift away from God? That you can drift away from your faith? That you can get to that point to where you say, well, what's the use? Or, I'm not going to try anymore. Or give up on God. Or give up on prayer. Things like that. We shouldn't do that. Do what they did here. You know what they did? They cast out those anchors. And here's what the Bible says. They prayed for the day. The best thing that we can do when we get in a storm is to believe in God's presence, to believe in God's purpose for our life, and to believe in the promises of God. And number four is to pray. Those are the four anchors that will give you stability for your life. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what the storm is. I do know this. I knew that God led me to this message today. Because I had intended to do something, for the 4th of July and things like that. But God said, no, you just stay right here. And you preach this. This is about 62 A.D. In 68, 69 A.D., we know Paul was beheaded in Rome then. But he finally made it to Rome. And he made it to Rome safely. You know what a storm does? Now listen to me. I'll be through here just in a minute. You know what a storm does? A storm in crises doesn't make a person's character. But a storm in crises will reveal your character. Let me close with this illustration. I was reading this week, and I was reading about the suicide death of Rick and Carrie Warren's son. You may know of Rick Warren, pastor, Saddleback Community Church in California. He wrote the book, Purpose-Driven Life. He wrote another book, Purpose-Driven Church, so forth. But in reading this quote from Kay, author, it just spoke to me about this message today. And it may encourage you today. I hope you see the encouragement here. They asked her about the death of her son by suicide. Now, you talk about a storm, that'd be a storm. Jack, that'd be a crisis. I mean, to go through something like that, to have a son in his late 20s to commit suicide. Here's what she said. She said, for 50 years, my faith has been rooted in the value of Christ, the value of Christianity. When that happened to my son, she said, it almost blew the tree down. But the roots were deep and the roots were firm in the certainty of God and His promises to me. I thought, man, that says it all. That's exactly what Paul is saying here. The example we see here is how to make it through the storm. Paul's reaction was different than everybody else on that boat. Paul's belief was in the presence of God, the purpose of God. It was in, the plan of God for his life, the promise of God, and in prayer. And folks, that's how you make it through a storm. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't walk away from your faith. Don't walk away from God in the midst of crises and storm. Draw near to Him. Let's stand for our prayer. Father, we thank you today for your word. In this story today, we've just learned so many practical things. Here in this story today, we see the difference that faith can make in a person's life. In our time of crises, in our time of, of storm, in our time of problem, in our time of difficulty, it can be very hard. It really can. At times we're tempted to drift away. At times we're tempted to lose heart. At times we're tempted just to give up hope. But Lord, it's at that point in our lives when you can do the greatest work in our life. I thank you today for the anchors that you've given us. The anchor of your presence. The anchor of your purpose. The anchor, dear God, today of simply your promises that you give us. And then the anchor of prayer that we have. Lord, I pray for that person here today who needs hope. They're just about to go under. I mean, the water is over their head. They're treading water, and they're fixing to go down for the final count. Father, I pray that you would reach down to that person today. I pray that you'd save them. I pray that you'd give them the hope that they need to continue. And Lord, today, through the storm and through the crises, I pray that we'd be obedient to you. Father, I pray that you would draw us all close to you and help us to know that you are God and you are our only hope. In your name we pray. Amen.